COVID cases are falling in the U.S., but the highly transmissible COVID-19 Delta variant is spreading rapidly. What we can learn from the U.K., where Delta is the dominant strain.
There is still quite a bit of anxiety here that we're not over the worst of this yet, right? That there is going to be another big bump up in hospitalizations and deaths, even with the huge progress the UK has made in vaccination.
And how a Supreme Court ruling could impact mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Plus, why Florida lawmakers are sounding the alarm about dying manatees. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The White House is moving to replace Mark Calabria as the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The move comes after the Supreme Court ruled today that the structure of the agency is unconstitutional, with a single director who holds too much unchecked power. Reporter Andrew Ackerman says the debate over the future of Fannie and Freddie has been ongoing for years.
The companies have been in government control since the 2008 financial crisis. The Trump administration did not think that the government should have control over such a big piece of the economy. Housing touches on something like 15% of the economy overall. And so they wanted to privatize Fannie and Freddie and end their conservatorships. The Biden administration has signaled they're not in any rush to do that. They want to do things like tackle the racial gap on home ownership, and they want to make it easier for people to refinance into lower interest rate mortgages. These are all things that have not been priorities for the FHFA under Mark Calabria.
Shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost a third of their value after the decision, which threw into question their path out of government control. And in another case today, the Supreme Court found that a Pennsylvania school district violated the First Amendment rights of high school cheerleader Brandi Levy. She was suspended from her junior varsity squad after she posted vulgar language on Snapchat when she didn't make varsity. The court did say there are some occasions when schools can reach beyond campus to regulate student speech, like in cases involving bullying or cheating. A new U.S. intelligence assessment has concluded that Afghanistan's government could collapse as soon as 6 months after the U.S. completes its military withdrawal from the country. That's according to officials with knowledge of the assessment. The revision of previous, more optimistic estimates comes after the Taliban swept through northern Afghanistan last week, seizing dozens of districts and surrounding major cities. The U.S. military has already withdrawn more than half of its 3,500 troops in Afghanistan. The rest are due to be out by September 11th. And billionaire investor and Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett has announced he's stepping down as trustee of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, less than 2 months after the couple, the only other trustees, announced their divorce. Sources say the decision is tied to the foundation's plans to strengthen its governance and add more independence. The Wall Street Journal reported last month that Bill and Melinda Gates were discussing changes to the structure of the foundation. In a statement, Buffett said he had been an inactive trustee for years and was stepping down from all corporate boards, with the exception of Berkshire Hathaway's. Coming up, the race between mass vaccination and the spread of the Delta variant.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The highly transmissible Delta variant has become the dominant strain of the coronavirus in the UK. The variant was first identified in India and has since spread to more than 70 countries. It's also spreading rapidly here in the U.S., where some experts say it could become the dominant strain in a matter of weeks. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor, at a briefing yesterday.
The Delta variant is currently the greatest threat in the U.S. to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19. Good news, our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
Joining me now from London with more on the spread of the Delta variant is Wall Street Journal reporter Jason Douglas. Hi, Jason. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
So, Jason, the Delta variant is the dominant strain in the UK right now, where it was first found in the month of March. Can you tell us more about how it's spread in the UK since then?
Yes, the short answer is very fast indeed, right? This was, as you say, the very first case of this was detected in March. Since then, it now accounts for about 99% of all cases that are sent for genetic sequencing, and the UK does a lot of sequences. So the public health authorities here estimate it's probably about 90% of all cases. And in March, cases had got down to, I think, around 1,000 a day. Certainly by May, they were, I think, at around 2,000 a day as they started loosening restrictions. But now they've shot up to about 10,000, I think, cases a day, actually, on the latest numbers on average. So it spread really rapidly. And this is despite the fact that lots of people in the UK have been vaccinated.
And it's also a concern here in the US. While it's not the dominant strain here right now, health officials are concerned about the rate at which it's spreading. What can you tell us about the current projections for spreading in the US or how quickly this is spreading here?
I think most epidemiologists you'd speak to expect this variant to spread pretty rapidly in the US, right? So Delta, we think, is maybe between 40 to 80% more transmissible than Alpha, which is used to be called the B117 or the UK variant. And that was more transmissible than the original strain that came out of China at the end of 2019. So there's really a big difference in how easily this variant can spread. To put some numbers on it, I think Delta is around about 20% of cases, according to the CDC in the US as a whole. That varies a bit from state to state. But that's twice the proportion it was just 2 weeks ago. And there was a paper published, I think, earlier this week on Monday, which suggested that by next month it would account for half of cases in the US.
Jason, what can you tell us about how well the vaccines currently on the market protect against the Delta variant?
There's much better news around vaccines. So although Delta is spreading in the UK, most of that spread is amongst unvaccinated people. So it's primarily in younger people, really. Vaccines give very high protection against Delta if you've had two doses. They protect very well against getting infected. They protect even better against severe illness. And they protect even better than that against becoming hospitalized. That's according to the latest data that we have out of the UK. So, for example, the Pfizer vaccine, I think the UK authorities estimate if you've had two doses of that, the risk of you ending up in hospital thanks to Delta is reduced by about 95, 96%. So it's really good protection against severe outcomes. There is a bit of an issue with one dose. So in the UK, we have seen quite a few breakthrough infections, what epidemiologists call breakthrough infections in people who've been vaccinated, particularly amongst those who've only had one dose and who were awaiting their second dose of vaccine. It's not huge, but it's enough to encourage the government, shall we say, to make sure that people are going out and getting their second doses. I think the estimates have suggested one dose will give you about 30% protection against symptomatic COVID from Delta. That's versus around 50%, 50, 60% against Alpha. So you do need to get two doses to get decent protection against Delta is the big message coming out of this.
Jason, as we're looking at this more closely as it spreads in the US over here, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from the UK and the spread over there?
Sure. So I think the big lessons are that this variant spreads very easily. It spreads very easily amongst unvaccinated people. I think it can spread very effectively also amongst populations where it looks like you've got a big wall of immunity, whether through vaccination or prior infection, because that's certainly what the UK looked like. If anything, the UK had higher rates of vaccination than the US when this thing started spreading. And the third thing is, as long as it kind of stays away from elderly people, then we can expect hospitalizations and deaths to be quite a bit lower than we would have expected absent the vaccines. They shouldn't reach the kind of levels that we saw during earlier very deadly phases of this pandemic. That's what we're seeing so far in the UK. Having said that, the variant is still very dangerous for people who have underlying health conditions. There is still quite a bit of anxiety here that we're not over the worst of this yet, right? That there is going to be another big bump up in hospitalizations and deaths, even with the huge progress the UK has made in vaccination.
Jason, what about the risk of the virus further mutating?
I think the way epidemiologists describe this and virologists describe this is that kind of the pace of mutation is really a function of how big the outbreak is in general, right? It's not necessarily within individuals. If you just have loads and loads of cases, then the virus has more chances to mutate, right? It's like the lottery, was the way someone once put it to me. The virus is playing this evolutionary lottery with these mutations being like winning tickets that let it get more transmissible. And it's a lot easier to win the lottery if you have 100 million tickets, right? If you have 100 million infections, it's more likely to alight on these advantageous mutations. So this is why lots of public health people say one of the best things you can do, still faced with this variant, are do all the stuff that we're now familiar with to keep cases down. Put on your mask, maintain a bit of social distance, and get vaccinated.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jason Douglas. Jason, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
And finally, manatees, the aquatic mammals known as sea cows, are a huge attraction on Florida's coastline. But the manatee population is in trouble. According to state data, there have been 800 deaths so far this year, more than double the average for the same period over the past 5 years. Researchers say poor water quality is depleting the seagrass the animals eat. Wildlife officials and state lawmakers are concerned, and there are new calls for the manatee to be relisted as an endangered species. Our Miami-based reporter, Ariane Campo Flores, says their survival could have an impact on the whole state.
It's very much an economic problem, too, because Florida is known for its coastline. It's known for its beaches. It's known for places to, come down and go fishing and go on charters or go on sightseeing tours and see, you know, manatees and dolphins and fish. And that's a big draw, not only for people who want to move to Florida, but for a very large tourism industry. And so that's a big concern for the state, because if the health of the coastline continues to deteriorate and, you know, people who come down to go fishing and the like are instead encountering, you know, waterways that are full of algae and muck and where there's very little marine life left, it kind of, you know, undercuts a big draw that the state has had for decades.
And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.